Hi, thanks for contacting Local Splash. My name is Joyce. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling from Nate's Logging LLC. We have a website that you guys help with. And I wanted to find out how much it would cost to make some changes on the website, but also boost our searches for logging instead of tree service, because you guys have us mostly doing tree service on our website, and I'd like to have it more geared towards logging.
Okay, I understand. I'll have to pull up your account here, okay, and then see what kind of subscription, okay, that you have with us. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, give me a few minutes here. And may I know who am I speaking again?
Christy Ives with Nate's Logging, N-A-T-E apostrophe S, mm-hmm. Logging, L-O-G-G-I-N-G, LLC.
All right, thank you. All right, thank you so much for patiently waiting, Christy. So I was able to pull up your account here, and I can see that we're currently doing hosting for this account. So as for the website, you see.
Well, we have a pretty major thing that we need taken down because you guys have us that we do land clearing services,
mm-hmm.
And that is to do with our mulcher. And in About Us, it actually shows that we clear land and brush and all that. We no longer have the mulcher, so we're not offering that service.
Mm-hmm.
We specialize more in the logging side.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we need to take the picture down of the mulcher, mm-hmm. and the after and before picture that you have in our services.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to have it more geared towards logging, residential, mm-hmm. and commercial logging.
All right. Yeah, one thing I noticed about the website that we have here, Christy, yeah, we can definitely update the services and also the pictures that we use here. But as for the website, you can see that we're still using the old landing page. We can help upgrade your website. Okay, we do have new templates available, okay, that we can use to update. It's much more better because, SEO-wise, It's good, okay, compared to the old layout which we currently have. So yeah, in order to upgrade this, I can coordinate this with our website team, okay, and I can also I can take note of the other changes, okay, or
mm-hmm.
yeah, you wanted to make. Okay, especially, mm-hmm. you know, taking the other services, okay, off out of the website. So, let me see.
We still do tree service but we're limited tree service. So it's like danger trees and trimming services, but we don't really offer like tree removal services.
Okay. So me. Okay. So I'm in the our services section. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to remove tree services, correct?
No. We're going to keep tree services.
Oh, we're going to, okay.
Mm-hmm. But under, you'll want to just remove the tree removal services.
Okay.
And the land clearing services.
Land clearing. Okay. So tree removal services and land clearing.
Okay. And then it says tree services, tree trimming services, logging services, and thinning services, thinning.
Okay.
And then danger tree removal.
Three thinning services, right?
Tree trimming services is okay.
Trimming or thinning? thinning.
The new one that I want to add to it is tree thinning. No, not tree thinning. Just thinning services under logging services. I'd like it to have like a little, you know how under logging services you can do like a secondary part to that underneath,
uh-huh.
Like do that and then put thinning and steep ground logging services. Then you don't have to do the thinning services as a separate one.
Okay, so it should be under tree trimming services, right?
So what I want it to read like, I want it to say first, the first thing on the list, I want it to have logging services.
Okay.
And then when you go down to the next line, you can go over a little bit and put a little dot or something to be on that section. And I want it to say thinning and steep ground under the logging services.
Okay.
Wait, did I just say thinning and flat ground?
Steep ground or steep ground?
Steep, S-T as in Tom, E-E-P, steep
okay.
ground and flat ground. And you don't need to put services behind it because it's already got under the logging services.
Okay, steep ground or slope ground, right?
Steep or
yes.
Flat ground, S-L-A-T.
Oh, okay. Right.
And then I want you to take off the one that says land clearing services.
Okay.
And take off the tree removal services.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And change that to danger tree removal.
Okay, danger tree removal.
So you should have logging services with the underneath that says steep and flat ground, and then the next thing would be tree services, and then under that you can put trimming,
mm-hmm.
danger tree removal, and that's all you need for those two. So it has two different main titles, logging services and tree services. Then under them they have the subtitles.
Okay, so Okay, let's talk about the first category and also its subcategory. So first is logging services, right? And then
Then the sub, the sub is the mm-hmm. steep and flat ground.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to do a main category again for mm-hmm. tree services.
Tree services, okay.
And then subcategory, tree trimming and danger tree removal services.
Okay.
And then everything else can get taken off, whatever those extras are.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so since we'll be upgrading this website, Christy, okay, I'll have to request for a new services pages for these two major category, okay, logging services and tree services, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I'll have to request as well a gallery section, okay, to show before and after photos, okay, of your...
Oh, no, I don't want that. There's a couple photos in here that I wanted taken off.
Okay.
And one of them was the one that you guys have in there that says before and after on
okay.
the photos
mm-hmm.
because we no longer offer that service.
Oh, okay. It would be much better, Christy, if you can log into the local splash dashboard so that
I'm in our web page. Is that where you want me to be?
Yes. Yeah. I also want you to log into your local splash dashboard. Do you still have your login information?
Probably
so
not.
So that way, because the pictures on the website are moving. So yeah, it's much better if we view these photos in your dashboard so we can easily identify
what. Okay. So the local. How do I get to it?
www.
Okay.
Okay, to log into your dashboard, you go to my.localsplash.com.
It says, can't reach this page.
My.localsplash.com.
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
And then it's under my phone number.
Yeah, let me review your login credentials here. Yes.
No, Nate.
Phone number. Yeah, your phone number 503-754-9633.
Okay.
For the username, for password, all in one word, no space. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All lowercase. It's cool, COOL, and then friends, cool friends.
Okay, and it's all lowercase.
Yes.
Okay, and it's my phone number for the username.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. All right, I'm in.
Okay, that's good. So in your dashboard, you will see their business info. It's on the right-hand side.
Okay, one number for a second. Business info, okay.
Okay, yeah, click that one. And then go to the media section.
Media. Okay. Got it.
Okay, yeah, just click in media and then scroll down. Yeah, you will see there the pictures. So, yeah, you said that there are some pictures that you wanted to remove, right? You can remove it from there, okay, by clicking that three dots and then click delete image. So automatically that picture, okay, will be removed from the website. And you have some new photos as well, right, that you wanted to upload?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna try to put some more on.
Okay.
This is not. Okay. Delete image. There we go. Okay. So I can do this part myself.
Yes, yeah.
And then my other question is, how do we, you know how my, how the website page, it has Oregon City in it, the URL?
Okay, yeah, I was actually about to mention that one because the name of your business is Nate's Logging LLC, right? So,
yeah.
I don't think the domain makes sense. We can request, okay, to create a new domain, but I'm going to check the availability first, okay, if nateslogging.com domain is available.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, please give me a few minutes here, Christy.
Okay.
Okay.
Tanner Beach is the catcher that we work with. He's playing professional football at GC in Arizona. Did you tell him all it was in real estate? Tanner's 9th, or Tanner's 20 years old now. He's professional. He's making a lot of money. He's trying to make
Nate, send pictures to the email.
I sent you, I don't know how to send it. I sent you a few months before.
Okay, never mind.
I like this one, though. By the barn.
Yeah, I want that one.
It's kind of messy, but...
I can edit. I swore you sent me more than this. Yeah, what do you care?
What?
What do you care?
That big 5.5 foot log, it's going to be like a 3-log load. It's got to be like a specific fiber. It's only going to feel like 800 bucks for the whole load. It's such a shame. I really wish that we had a mill out here. We could mill slabs or sell the slabs on that's on market. Like a big log, a big 5.5 foot log, you can go buy in the slabs or on countertops and stuff. I can make 9,000 Yeah. People sell between 30 short and about like $3,000 per 10 cups. If you do them right, with the boxing stuff, you can make like $2,000, $3,000 per day. Yeah, it's insane what people pay.
You hear that, Vaughn?
What?
Andy said you can make countertops if I made slabs, though, because
well, they'll be sold for like $3,000 a piece, the countertops. Not even joking.
Good luck. We need a lot more money than that.
Live Edge. You guys know what Live Edge means? It means that this part's flat and the edge is still like the wood. No, it's a tree. Boy, that takes so long to download.
Hi, Christy. Just wanted to let you know that I'm still here, okay? I'm still checking this domain availability with the website.
Okay.
All right, yeah, really appreciate your patience on this.
Okay.
Only goes for about 1,500 people. I can build that. 10 little parts. Something like this. You can find something like that.
Yeah.
You need a lot of epoxy, though.
But a lot of money
in
epoxy, too. Yeah. $100
from your song right there, that'll be.
Okay, I'm going to cut up for the shot. Stick my head in my vase.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you, too.
I was really cranky.
You never know with him, huh?
That's pretty good.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I
think he's too nervous to feel anything. I think he's too nervous to feel anything.
I don't know the pain for practice. I text the coach to break in his like pistols, like shock flip or whatever. Like shocks your leg and it makes it better, like to work the muscle stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then told me he's doing he wants to do it to my knee to help help it. But as they said, it's the most painful thing you have to do to the knee.
Don't ruin your knee. Don't do it and ruin your knees.
What it does, it like works your muscle and it pulls on your muscle and like stretches it out right. And it might be
don't do anything that's going to ruin your knee.
He's going to make me do it. He knows that it'll fix my knee. So I'm excited to not be in pain.
You better not mess up your knee because I will be upset.
My knee is my most important part of my body right now. The package that went down.
I know. Hi, Christy. Thank you so much again for patiently holding. So, yeah, you did the check, and nateslogging.com domain is available. Should we go ahead purchase that domain?
Yes, please.
All right. And regarding the website, I mentioned that we will be upgrading the layout of the website, right? And would you like us to send you a preview of the new website layout before we make the update live?
Yes, please.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so this way you can, you'll have the chance to review it and, share any feedback. If there are any modifications you wanted us to make, we can update that before pushing it live.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Okay, so we'll work on the update here, Christy. And is there anything else you wanted us to add on the website? Maybe add some widgets or,
Add some what?
Like widgets or you have
What is widgets?
A widget is like it's some kind of feature. Okay, that can be added to your website. For example, a chat widget, okay, where people can send messages to you.
Okay. Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, we can also request to add like text call, something like widget at the bottom.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's easier for them to, reach out to you, especially if they're viewing your website on the mobile device.
Okay.
Okay. And how about the pages? Is there additional pages you wanted to add there?
I think that it looked pretty good. It was pretty plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
The way it was, I just had the updates to do, but I also wanted to find out how can we get it viewed more. Is there a way to boost it somehow?
Yes, yeah, and that is by upgrading your website to new layout, because our new layout, we can easily implement SEO there, okay? So we can integrate the location. So yeah, it's easier for people, to find your website.
Mm-hmm. There's an issue with the address you guys have on the internet also, because it's still showing our Oregon City address, even though our address on my local splash is showing you have the correct address. When you look it up online, it shows our old address on there still.
Oh, let me check that. Okay, is 16312 South Riverview Road, Walala, Oregon?
Yes.
This is the old address?
No, that's a new address.
Okay, this is.
But when you look up the web, when you put Nate Logging LLC in the Google search,
Google Business Profile.
And it pops, yeah, when it pops up, it shows professional services in Oregon City, and then it has 19594, our old address, in there for Oregon City.
Okay, let me see. Okay, so I could see that we don't have access to your Google Business Profile, Christy. So with your current subscription with us, we can only make update to the website. So updating the address on the Google Business Profile, that will require us to upgrade your subscription to, which is the local SEO bundle. So that is different price compared to hosting only, which is $29 per month. With the local SEO, it depends, okay? Let me see. how much you were paying for the... Yeah, I can see that you downgraded your subscription from having a local bundle to hosting.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So for the local bundle, you were paying $149 per month. So yeah, with this bundle, we can make update, okay, to your Google Business profile.
But it's $150 a month. Is there something in between? Like, that's a pretty big jump from where we're at right now, just to make an update to Google.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you wanted us to, make an update and at the same time, work on the optimization on that Google profile, yeah. An upgrade is needed. But if this is something that, you don't want to consider right now, that is fine. But I can send you a steps, okay, how you can update your address on the Google profile.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I will be sending it to you, Christy, okay, after our call. I just want to confirm this phone number ending 9633. This is capable of receiving text, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll do that.
We're spending about $100 more a month to have our listing worked on Google.
Yes, Christy, yeah, if you wanted us to make some update and again work on the optimization, okay, so you can get more visibility there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's $149 per month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't see a change in our visibility, I'd like to go back down. Is that going to be possible?
Yes, yeah, if ever you're not satisfied with the results, yeah,
okay.
you can give us a call at least 3 days, okay, before your scheduled billing, and yeah, we can go back to hosting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So should we go ahead and upgrade the subscription right now to the local bundle, $149 per month?
Yes.
All right. And for the Google Business Profile, Christy, do you still have access to it? Because I tried from our end and, yeah, we no longer have the manager access. I believe you did remove our access to it a few years ago.
To the which one?
To the Google Business Profile.
How do I know? I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. This should be tied to any of your Google accounts. We can check. Okay.
Okay.
You're in front of your computer, okay, go to business.google.com.
Give me 1 second.
Sure.
I had to finish something in the one I was in before I get out of it, so give me 1 second.
Okay.
Yours. Okay, so what is it? Business?
Yeah, business.google.com.
Okay.
Okay.
And where do I go from here? Sign in?
Okay, yeah, sign in. And sign in with your Google account.
Not exactly sure what it is.
Do you have a gmail.com email?
No, I don't. It says choose your business type. I've already, so this is not right. So sign in, business name, Nate, logging, LLC.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. And then someone else may manage this business profile. Request access.
Okay, yeah, try to request access and see if...
Request access to manage this business. It says, what level of access would you like, management or ownership? So management?
It should be, okay, that's you requesting for access to it. It should be ownership.
Okay. What's your relationship to the business? Number. Let the owner of this business profile see my public information and email address. It has my son's email address on this.
Okay.
Not right.
Okay, it means that listing, okay, is linked to your son's Google account. So it may have received an email right now, okay, requesting for you to give you access.
To his email?
Yes, yes. So it's better
I'm
that
not
you check
be able
with him.
To...
Yeah, it's better that you check with him first, okay, and yeah, and approve your request.
Can you please approve the request? Will it come in from Google?
Yeah, it should be from Google. Yeah, if he didn't see it in his inbox, he can check the spam or a job folder. Yeah, because sometimes those kind of requests get filtered. So.
Okay, I just sent him the request.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it says, let the owner of this business profile see my public information and email address. And then in parentheses it says my son's email address. So do I click that box or leave it unchecked?
Just tick that box. Yeah, it's okay. It's safe anyway because, you know, it's your son's email. And even if his email is not listed there, yeah, it's okay. You can tick the box.
Okay. It says, you requested to manage Nate's Blogging LLC. If the owner of this business profile hasn't responded to your request by April 4th, 2026, you may be able to gain access. You can still suggest an edit to this business profile.
Okay, so we're going to wait for that request, okay, to be approved. So if there is no request approved until the 4th of April, then that means that, yeah, you can take ownership of that Google profile.
Okay, so it just said I did. He's just said I did. So
okay.
How
yeah,
does that work?
Okay, yeah,
I
you can check.
Done.
Uh-huh.
Now do I just sign in again?
Yeah, sign in again.
It says you requested to own Nate's Blogging LLC. Request sent. You can still suggest an edit to this business profile. The same thing.
Okay. Can you check your email?
My email or him?
Your email. Yeah, because if you did approve, yeah, you should be able to see a confirmation via email.
No, there's nothing on my email.
Okay. Can we go again? Just open a new tab and type in business.google.com.
Open a new tab. Business.
Business.google.com.
Okay. And then sign in.
Yep, sign in with your account.
Request sent.
Okay, let's see. I think it would be best if we if we're going to be the one to request access. Anyway, I'm going to give me a few minutes here.
Does have another business account? If you've previously managed this business profile on Google, check your other accounts to see if you have access to this profile. Let's
see. Yeah, the thing is, Google will only give us one email hint, so it won't give us other hints.
My son is calling right now. Can you hold on for just a minute? And I'm going to see if he has an issue. Yep, thanks.
Okay, here. All right, you're welcome.
So he's getting the same message that I got when he does that.
Okay. Can you ask him to go to business.google.com and log in with his Google account? Yeah, because his email is there, so he should have the...
What was the email address that it gave? Maybe he's looking at the wrong one. Because I'm not pulling that up anymore. Like, that's not showing me.
I don't see the email hint here. Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, I don't have the email hint. So since he did receive the request through his email, so he must have the primary owner access. So he can go to business.google.com. Okay. And if the business is listed.
Wait, manage. Wait, it's under ivesandrew380@gmail.com. And I'm in his Google account. Can you tell me what I would do in here?
Okay, so since you're in his Google account, on the upper right-hand side, you see that 9 dots.
Uh-huh.
The square 9 dots. Yeah, I need you to click that one. And then
okay. Do
you see business profile manager?
No, I don't. Where
do you see account, Gmail, Drive?
I see all kinds of stuff. Account, I have account,
mm-hmm.
Drive, Gmail, YouTube, Maps, Search, Calendar, News, Photos, Meet, Translate, Videos, Sheets, Docs, Slides, Google
okay.
One,
shopping store.
Yeah, try to find if you can locate a business profile manager.
There is nothing on here for that.
Okay.
No manager, no business, anything.
Okay. Let's make sure as well that you're logged into the correct account. You will see that account initial on the upper right-hand side, right? After the nine dots.
It's Andrew Ives. Ives Andrew 380 at gmail.com Google account.
Okay. With an email hint, let me see. Yeah, give me a few minutes, Amy.
I have an appointment I have to bring my dog into, so I have about 10, 15 minutes left.
Okay, yeah, I do apologize for this, Christy.
No, it's okay. It's not your fault. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, so if ever we cannot really gain access to it, it's okay, okay? We can proceed with the claim process. So it's actually easier, okay, if we do it on our end. Yeah, we can do the same thing, okay? And
so we go into the to log in again? Or can I sign out of his and maybe that will work?
Sure.
It says manage your Google account.
Not that one, yeah.
Okay.
Or you can try to log in using your own account and see.
It also says it has my daughter on here too, Trinity, and it says add another account. Can I do that?
Sure. Yeah, you can try checking the other email. Yeah.
Okay. Make sure you can always sign in. Set a home address, 16312 South Review Road. Okay, now it's got me in Google account, and it has the Nate's logging picture on there.
Uh-huh, okay, that's good. Do you still see the nine dots on the upper right-hand side?
Yep, and
okay,
there's the business profile manager.
Okay, yeah, click that one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, after you click that one, you should be able to see Nate's Logging LLC.
Yep.
The list of businesses. Awesome. Yeah, so, okay. Yeah, I need you to click the business name, okay?
The business name. Where?
Just click the business name.
Which one? I'm confused.
Nate's Logging LLC.
Where? There's one on the side, there's one at the top, there's one in the listings below. I'm not sure where you want me to be.
Okay, after you click the business profile manager, it gets you into a page called Google Business Profile Manager, right?
Your business on Google is what it says.
Okay, your business on Google.
It shows me that I can edit profile, read reviews.
Okay, that's good. So, do you see the three dots?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, click the three dots.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then business profile settings.
Okay.
Okay, and then do you see ad?
Ad?
Yes. Business profile.
Like add, edit, or remove people's access?
Add, yeah. Click add.
Okay.
Okay. And then in the email address field, type the following number, 552.
Do I just put add?
Yeah, just add. Just click add.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. 5?
Yeah, 552.
Okay.
554.
Okay.
6200.
Okay.
Okay, and then local splash listings will pop up, right? You just click that one. Yeah. Then set access as manager.
Okay.
Okay, and then add.
I did, and it's pending.
All right, thank you. Let me check here. Awesome. Yeah, I see it. Let me just.
Okay. Do I exit out of that?
Yeah, you can X out from that page.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, regarding your subscription, Christy, okay, since we will be upgrading, I will be charging the $149. Now, okay, please note that we will continue to use the same billing date, which is every 11th of the month.
Okay.
Okay. And I have your authorization, right, to...
Yes.
Mm-hmm, to process the payment, okay. And also, as a reminder, we have a 3-day cancellation or update rule. If you'd like to make any changes to the account, please give us a call at least 3 days, okay, before the 11th, so we can process your request in time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can we update the website to the right one?
Yeah.
Still showing the old one?
Yes. Yeah. We are taking care of that one.
So oh, you're doing it all. Okay.
Yes, yeah, our website team is taking care of that. And then once it's ready, they will send you the preview, okay? And we advise that you check if there are any modifications that you wanted. Just let us know, okay? So we can update it right away. And
okay.
As for the logo, as for the logo, is there let me just process the payment first for the upgrade. Okay, so as for the logo, Christy, do you want us to modify the logo? Because the logo shows like picture of the globe, drawing of the globe and then a machine, right?
Yes.
Do you want us to like put some text, Nate's Blogging LLC?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it will look good on the website because
Yes.
It's with the picture, I didn't think.
My husband drew that.
Oh, that's a good. That's a good drawing though, because it's very unique, right?
Right.
Yeah, unlike any businesses right now, they use AI to generate their logo. So yeah, we could just add some text there, okay? So it will improve its appearance more, okay? Instead of just that picture.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if you want to make it look better than a color crayon picture, that's fine too.
Okay. Sure. Modify a bit. Yeah, I can also ask our team to send you like, 3 sample or get three sample updated logo, and you can choose which one, okay, you want it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. To push. Okay. So yeah, I have successfully upgraded your account here. You have access to your Google Business profile, so we'll make the update. And how about the location? Because we're currently targeting Clackamas County. So
yeah.
So it targets, you know.
Targeting Clackamas County is where we want to
yes.
be.
Yes. Yeah. You know, it covers multiple cities.
Yeah.
But I do recommend, Christy, that we target specific cities rather than a broader county, because it can really make a significant difference in both the visibility and lead quality, and also,
uh-huh.
yeah, Google prioritizes location-specific relevance. So, for example, if someone searches plumber in Alameda, a page optimized for Alameda, okay, will rank higher than targeting the entire province. So if you
okay.
could give us a list of the cities you want to target, yeah, please do. We can email it to support@localsplash.com. Yeah, just an important note, okay, we're only allowed to list 20 cities, okay, for the Google profile. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will, when do I need to have that?
I'm sorry?
When do I need to have that for you?
If you could send it within today, that would be great. Okay. Yeah.
And
if you can,
who do I send it to?
You can send it to support@localsplash.com.
@localsplash.com. And how do I make sure that when I do anything on my website that I can go directly through you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, as for the website, yeah, if you wanted to connect with me, I have an extension. Yeah, you can dial our support number 877-635-625 and put the extension 5644. Again, my name is, yeah, 5644.
Okay.
Yeah, again, my name is Joyce.
Is Joyce?
Yes, Joyce.
Okay,
J-O-I-C.
And the
Joyce.
And what is the? It was 877.
635.
On my thing isn't working. 635.
6225.
6225.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
The extension 5644. And as for the keywords, do you want us to add more keywords? Because we only have a few keywords, so do you want to include, like, emergency?
What keywords do I have?
So we currently have tree services. We have tree trimming, tree removal. Okay, we were going to remove that one, right? So we have three services, tree trimming, and logging. So we only have three.
Okay, thinning, thinning,
mm-hmm.
tree thinning probably would be,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay.
And then tree thinning, danger tree removal.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Highland, come. Let me think. Log falling.
Okay, log falling.
Or log falling.
Hauling.
Yeah.
Okay. H-A-U-L-I-N-T. Okay.
H-A-U-L-I-N-G. Yeah.
Okay.
And then. Tree falling, F-A-L-L-I-N-G.
Okay.
Let's see. Estimate for logging. I don't know if that's a thing.
Okay. Yeah, I will find keywords for that one. Yeah.
Trinity, I gotta go. I love you. I'm going to the vet.
Sure.
Let's see. That should be okay for now because I'm not 100% sure what else to do.
All right. Yeah, no worries. When you have the updated list, yeah, you can let us know. Okay. You do have access to the dashboard. Yeah, you will see there the current keywords that we're using. So if you have some just let us know and we will update it for you. Mm-hmm.
All right. I will do that. Thank you. I'm gonna have to let you go because I can't handle the dog with
I understand, Christy. Yeah, no worries. We will take care of the update here, okay? And we'll definitely update you once this is completed. So, if you have additional concerns, just feel free to reach out again.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye. You have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.